Father, we do come before you as the one who is bigger than all of our circumstances. Therefore, we do not fear. Though even, as the psalmist said, the mountains give way and fall into the sea. Though nations rise against nations, though chaos may be around us, though chaos may be even be close to us, we declare that our trust is in you and that the battle belongs to the Lord. So even as we worship today, even as we draw near to you this morning, Lord, in the invisible, in the spirit realm that we don't see with our eyes, would you wage battle for us? Would you shift what we cannot see? And would you fight where we cannot fight? That we would be able to be still and to watch the deliverance of the Lord. So that only you, God, would get glory. Only you, God, would get praise. Only you, God, will get the credit this morning in our lives and in the circumstances. So, Father, may your peace, even where there is fear, may your perfect love be poured out, the love of the Father over our hearts, so that we might be at peace, so that we might find rest, so that we would not fear. Oh, God, we do declare the battle belongs to you. This morning we draw near. We seek your face. We seek your face. May you open our eyes more and more to see Christ high and lifted up, but also present with us. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, to do that work in this time that we spend. And so, Father, may your kingdom come, and may your will be done here on this earth as it is in heaven. For your glory, in Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. If you would please rise and join us in worship. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of the living God, we only want to hear your voice. We're hanging on every God, Spirit of the living God, we only want to hear your voice. We're hanging on every word. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of the living God, we want to know you more and more. We're hanging on every word. 'Cause when you speak, when you move, when you do what only you can do, it changes us, it changes what we see. And what do we see? When you come in the room, when you do what only you can do, it changes us, changes what we see. And what do we see? Spirit of the living God, we're leaning into all you are. Everything else can wait. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of the living God, come now and breathe upon our hearts. Come now and have your way. 'Cause when you speak, when you move, when you do what only you can do, it changes us, it changes what we see. And what do we see? When you come in the room, when you do what only you can do, it changes us, changes what we see. And what do we see? When you move, tears. When you move all our fears. When you move us to tears. When you fall, we fall on our knees. When you fall, we fall at your feet. Changes what we see and what we seek. When you come in the room, when you do what only you can do, it changes us, changes what we see and what we see. When you speak, 'cause when you speak, when you move, when you do what only you can do, it changes us, changes what we see and what we seek. When you come in the room, when you do what only you can do, it changes us, it changes what we see and what we see. You're changing everything. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of the living God, we only want to hear your voice. We're hanging on every word. Lord God, we declare together this morning that all we want is to encounter your presence here and now, Lord. If we take nothing else out of this morning, out of today, Lord, but to encounter your presence, that would be more than enough. And so, Lord, I pray for that blessing over everyone here this morning seeking your face. Lord, because we know that when we call upon you, you answer. So, Jesus, answer this morning. We trust that you will. And Lord, we ask that you would change us, that you would change not only what we see, but what we are seeking. Lord, would you change our hearts, transform our lives, Lord? Above all, God, we ask this morning that you would be glorified because you are worthy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Bless you. Jesus says in Matthew 10:29-31, are not two sparrows sold for a penny, and not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father, but even the hairs on your head are numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows.
Yes, God, and we praise you for your sovereignty, Lord, over all things. Jesus, we bless your name together today. We lift your name high because you are so good, because you are so powerful and so high above all things. Lord, that you know when every sparrow falls, Lord, and you know when every sparrow takes off. And Lord, you know where each and every one of us are today in our lives, Lord. You know where we have come from. You know where we are going. Lord, you even know when every hair falls out of our head. Every detail, Lord, you are sovereign over. And because of that, Lord, we can declare that it is well with our souls. We can place our trust in you as the one who is never changing, is the one who is in control, the one who doesn't fear. There is nothing that scares you, Lord, or worries you. That can be hard for us to fathom some days. But that is who you are, Lord. And so even if we don't feel it in our souls today that it is well, we know that that is offered there for us by your blood. And so, Jesus, we thank you that that is the blessing that you have offered to us. Amen.
Grand earth has quaked before, moved by the sound of his voice. Seas that are shaken and stirred can be calmed and broken from my regard. Through it all, through it all, my eyes are on you. Through it all, through it all, it is well.
It is well, so let go.
And so, Father, we do thank you that no matter what is going on in our lives, that we can say, it is well with my soul, because you are good, you are faithful, you are sovereign and in control, and you are with us. You, the God who knows us, who is present, who is without limitation, God, you are with us. Thank you for the encouragement. Thank you for the hope. Thank you for the strength that it provides as we choose to trust in you. So God, whether it feels well with our soul or not, we choose to say today, our trust is in you. Our hope is in you. May it be well. May it be well with our soul. Pray blessing over each of your people. I thank you for the opportunity to lift our gaze to you, to lift our eyes to you. For you are where our help comes from. You are where our hope is found. We look to you. We love you. We look forward to what you have to say to us. Spirit of the living God, would you speak? Would you speak to us? In Jesus' name. And all God's people said together, amen. Amen. Amen.